You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. If you tuned into episode 6 featuring author Chloe Elam, her new book, A Band-Aid Won't Do, is now available. You can go purchase her book via my website, www.4qtrmovement.com. So it is definitely a mindset once again today. First and foremost, I want to tell everybody happy MLK Day. Definitely a day that we need to be in remembrance for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and everything that he did and how he paved the way for us as African Americans in the United States. With how things are going now, sometimes it seems like things are bad. But just being in remembrance of, you know, his dream and, you know, his life and how things were when, you know, back in the 60s, you know, we've actually came a whole long way and he paved the way for that. So shout out to him for that, most definitely. Also want to thank you guys for tuning in on this glorious Monday. Appreciate everybody who does listen and all the loyal people out there who stuck with me. I got something a little different for you guys today. So the title of this episode, we're on episode number 11. The title is What to Do in Between. So the background on this message. So probably like a week ago. I'm being lazy. I'm taking a nap on the couch. And just God just gave me a word. And he said, what to do in between. So I'm thinking about this word and like what to do in between. What does that mean? What does that mean? Like what to do in between. So I'm just meditating on it. I'm thinking about it. So I've said this earlier. So 2018, the theme for 2018 is walking in purpose. So I thought about that immediately. So when I'm thinking about my theme for 2018, walking in purpose, and the words, what to do in between came up while in the middle of my sleep. The Lord spoke to me. I woke up right immediately. So I think that all the people that are connected to me, I think we're wondering that question, like, what do we do in between when we're waiting for our victory? You know, we're in the fourth quarter right now. You know, we're waiting to claim those wins and just waiting for our businesses to take off, just everything that we've been praying for. You know, it's time for us to claim what's ours. You know, what do we do in between? So in just that message, you know, that message is very important to me because I think that, you know, we all get stuck there. We all know that we have a blessing coming, but it's like, what do you do while you're waiting on that blessing? Do you just wait? Like, what steps do you take? You know, it's hard because we get anxious when we know that we have promise. And something else, too, I want to talk about. I think that when you have promise and purpose over your life, I think that you have to accept your promise and accept your purpose. Because if you don't accept it, you know, are you going to be able to do the work in between? Are you going to have the will to do that work while you're in your process? And just, it's important to just know what you want and know if you're willing to put the work in to get there. So I took the time and I came up with 10 steps for what to do in between while you're waiting. I think the first step most definitely is pray. Just being in prayer, just asking God, what should I be doing right now? You know, how do you want to use me right now in this current season? And praying is just something that we just can't do enough, that we don't think about how important that prayer actually really is. You know, I spend time every morning in prayer. And I pray, my prayer time, I pray a lot in the shower. I feel like in the shower is when me and God just really just, you know, I kill the noise, it's private, I'm by myself, you know, it's when I can just really focus. So, and some people have prayer closets. Some people write prayers down. I do that a lot too. I'll write prayers down during the day. Just pray. Pray your own way. Pray in your own language. I talk to God just like I'm talking to my friends. And, you know, just I have a relationship with him. So I just literally, I'd be like, sometimes I'd even be like, Lord, come on now. Like, I've been waiting. Like, what's up? I'm in between. I'm ready for all this promise that you promised me. Like, where it's at. But just continue to pray. Continue to pray and just ask God to give you that patience. Because that's something we live in a right now time now where everybody wants everything they want right now and they feel like everything is on their time. But everything is on God's time by all means. And I think that's something that we do forget a lot of the times. So number two is designate an idea time. So this is something that I'm really big on. So I do mine probably, So I have like two times. So from every morning, and me, I'm a really big calendar person. I schedule a lot of things. So every morning I have from 6 to 7:30 that's blocked off of my calendar. That's my prayer slash quiet time. And then, you know, I have a time blocked off on Sundays called fourth quarter time. So, I mean, just, I guess you just think about, you just know yourself how much time you need to write down your ideas. Me, I probably have like 6 journals. My time, I really just focus it on my time, whether if I'm writing down, you know, visions that I had this week, or I'm researching something that I'm trying to get done, or projects that I got coming up. Just that designated idea time is important. And then it's so many times too. And I see something else I do as well. I always keep a notebook on me at all times, and I'm always ready to write something down. No matter what it is, I may stop what I'm doing right there and go write something down. Or, you know, if I don't have my phone and I'm at work, or I might email myself something, you know, just that way I just don't forget it. Because, I mean, if you, we're time where everybody's busy, so it's hard to just remember so many things. So me, I have to write every single thing down, no matter what it is. Number three, be committed. So when you're thinking about your idea time, your designated idea time, just be committed to that. Pick a spot where your mind works. So like me, you know, I need noise. So I was really big on my favorite time to do my idea time is in the morning. I hate going to my job super early because my mornings is like my time. That's when I'm up. That's when I can focus. The day hasn't started yet. I can just focus on me and everything that I got coming up. So just pick a spot where your mind works, where, you know, if you need noise, if you need quiet time, just be committed to your idea time. Be committed to getting things done and plan before you have your idea time when you're being committed. Like me, I make a to-do list of what I'm going to do during that designated time, and I'm just committed to that list. So if you're not committed to it, and you're not committed to putting that work in, and not committed to just blocking some time off where you can work on you, you're not, it's going to be a hard time for you during this process and that in-between time. Number four, so develop a routine to be consistent. And like I said earlier, just my calendar invites. If you guys could see my calendar, and if you want me to share it to you, just hit me up. So everything is on a schedule. So Monday mornings, I record It's a Mindset. Monday nights, usually I record Battle of the Barns. Sunday, if I'm having a special guest on It's a Mindset, I record it that Sunday, or I record it the week before, and I just schedule that with the person that I'm interviewing or the person that's going to be on the show. That way I give myself time to edit and everything, and just really I'm prepared. So when I record Monday mornings, that's my time. That's, I get my coffee together first, I get my script together, just my outline. The lights are off right now. Like, that's just me. That's my routine. That's how I do things. Number five, educate yourself. So if you have a goal, if you have something you want to accomplish, or, you know, whether if it's writing a book, or if you got projects you got coming up, something you need to educate yourself on. Like, just be educated, be prepared, you know, be prepared for the meetings that you might have come up, or be ready for your presentations, whoever you want to get involved. So me, I read a book on everything, regardless if it's something I want to do, like podcasting. I've researched podcasting for weeks, maybe months. I listen to podcasts about podcasting. What else? I do a lot of things. I probably research something every single day, whether if it's 100 things not to do in your podcast or 100 things not to worry about, like a lot of list of things, and listen to other people. I've researched going to podcast conferences because it's something that I really want to do full time. So I YouTube a lot of things. I just do whatever research you need to do. I recommend reading books a lot. I mean, we live in a time now where, I mean, I hate to say this, but we live in a time now where, you know, school, college isn't really as needed. I mean, it really isn't. And plus, we've got so many resources. We've got YouTube. And I'm telling you right now, I got a master's degree in YouTube. I learned how to do everything on YouTube. If I have an issue with my podcast, if I want to learn how to edit, I struggled so much trying to figure out how to get two mics to work. And I went to two music stores. I talked to some people about equipment. They were telling me that it couldn't be done. And I was like, I'm told to her. I said, hey, I'm going to believe YouTube, because people on YouTube got two microphones to work on GarageBand. I can do it if YouTube did it. And then boom, probably like a week later, I figured it out. So find somebody that you like to listen to that gives you really good information. that can help you just wherever you're trying to go, whether if you're wanting to do, like I had a girl, you know, a girl's telling me how she wants to start her own online boutique. And I'm like, hey, so what work are you putting in? Are you reading books on people who've done it? Because plenty of people have done it. There's plenty of books on that. You know, are you working on your business plan? There's plenty of books on how to do a business plan. Stuff like that. Like, just research everything. Like, we've got access so much with our phones. It's by the click of a button. So it's if you're not researching, if you don't know what you want to do and you feel like you're not educated, you want to make the excuse saying, well, I don't know how to get this done, or I don't know how to do this. That's an excuse that you're making. You just don't want to put that work into it because there's resources out there. Okay, so number six, keep yourself motivated. So I think by keeping yourself motivated, I think the first question that you have to ask yourself is, what motivates you? So for me, people, I like documentaries. I love self-help books. I like people telling their story. This is how I did it. This is what I came from. This is what, you know, this is what my life is like now. I like transparent people. So a lot of people that I watch a lot of inspirational videos, a lot of people that I, well, two of the top two people that I listen to, of course, I listen to Sarah Jakes Roberts, the daughter of T.D. Jakes. She's the first person I ever really listened to that made me realize that I can be myself and still worship the Lord. I can still have my same language. I can still wear my same clothes. She's the one who got that picture out of me. You know, one thing I watched a video on her, and she talked about how she felt growing up that church taught her how to pretend. So she just gives her story. You know, she's very transparent. She talks about her, you know, being pregnant at 13, having a baby at 14. You know, just stories like that. Issa Rae, of course, I love her story. I love how, you know, she make things work and she called people around her. And just, they're so humble people too. Like, they're humble. You know, they don't really see themselves as celebrities. So I definitely like that. I like inspirational videos of just millionaires. I listen to podcasts for that. A podcast that I do listen to. I'll give you a couple actually. So one that I do listen to that I actually started listening to was called Black Girl Boss. And oh my gosh, it's pretty awesome. I listened to, actually somebody put me on with this one, with an episode, and it was talking about five things to leave in 2017. Oh, it was fantastic. So definitely check that out. Another inspirational podcast that I listen to is called How I Built This is awesome. They bring on like a lot of millionaires and they just tell their story about, you know, how they were on their last dollar, or, you know, why they decided to start their own business. Like, I love stuff like that. That's what keeps me motivated, just hearing other people tell their story and say, hey, it can happen. Hey, I was worse off than where you are at right now. You just got to be consistent. And that's one thing too, when you listen to those people who are there now or where you're trying to go, a lot of them say the same stuff that I'm telling you right now. They talk about being consistent. They talk about being committed. They just talk about, you know, just doing the research and just using your resources. So that's something that I think is super important, because we get down on ourselves sometimes. Like me, you know, I get fed up. And like I said before, you know, in an earlier podcast, I get upset when I see other people make it sometimes. Not necessarily, you know, get upset, but I'm thinking in my head, well, when's my time going to come? Or, you know, or what am I not doing right? So sometimes I just have to turn on those inspirational videos, podcasts, read a self-help book just to get my mind focused, just to give me a heads up, and to get the head trash is something, a word that I like to use, to get head trash out of my head, because, you know, that's something I'm robbing myself of when I have those negative thoughts and I'm thinking negative about myself or I'm thinking negative about my situation. I'm robbing myself of my own blessing, not being patient. So, I mean, I think we're all guilty of that. So that's something that I highly recommend. Honestly, that's something I do daily. That's how I start my day. When I'm in my quiet time, whether I'm reading my Bible, I watch an inspirational video. I'm about to watch one as soon as I get done with this. Just to keep myself motivated. That's important. Number seven. Now, this is one of my favorite ones too. Eliminate distractions. And it's like sometimes we have distractions in our lives and we don't even know that they're distractions. I can give you one example. Social media. Social media was probably my biggest distraction that I didn't realize. What's the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning? The first thing we do, we wake up and do our morning scrolls on Instagram. Then we go to Facebook. Then we go back to Instagram. Then we go to Snapchat. Then we go back to Facebook. You can spend hours a day doing that. And I researched this. The average person looks at their Facebook page 21 times a day. 21 times a day is the average thing. The average person looks at their Facebook. That's a lot. And think about it, a lot don't even be changing. And it's like, it becomes like a habit. You know, when I go on my social media fast, what I have to do is I have to delete apps. Delete my social media apps. And then it's funny, I realized it was a habit because I'd pick up my phone and I would keep scrolling through my phone. And I'm thinking, what am I looking for? Boom, I'm looking for Snapchat. Boom, I'm looking for Instagram. So removing distractions and just focus. Like, just focus. Like, one thing that I've learned when it came to just removing distractions is that you got to sacrifice some things. You got to sacrifice your friend time. You got to sacrifice trips, or, you know, you got to sacrifice even spending money on certain things, or, you know, hey, I want to put, when I say sacrifice, you know, what are you spending your money on? You know, like me, you know, I have things I want to purchase for my podcast. And so I'm sacrificing things elsewhere to pay for this, this, and that, you know, for my podcast to fulfill my dreams. So, and I think you have to ask yourself, what's most important right now? What's the most important thing to me right now? And I had to ask myself that question. And, you know, me, I just kind of eliminated things. And I had to eliminate the clutter in all aspects of my life. Just all kind of clutter that I had going on. Just And I did that, too. I read a book. And I forgot. I can't even think about what book it was from. I think it was, like, one of my Conqueror Kit or something that I got like that for, like, for women entrepreneurs. And it was, like, an exercise saying to clean out your closet. Everything in there that you ain't wore in like a year, get rid of it because it's just clutter. And I think that we just have so much clutter in our lives that we don't even realize, whether it's people in our lives. And that goes with, and I'll go ahead and go into number eight, because some 7 and 8 kind of tying together. 7 being eliminate distractions and 8 being recognize negative in your life. Sometimes that clutter can be negative. Sometimes social media can be negative. And something else that I wrote down too as well as a distraction for me was music. I would spend hours with headphones on just listening to music, not getting anything done. Just listen to music. That's it. Not even cleaning, listening to music, but just listening. So with 7 and 8 tying together, 8 being recognized negative in your life, that can be people, that can be things. And I even said social media, that can even be social media accounts. There's so much, think about it. Me, honestly, I'm be honest, my guilty pleasure on Instagram is that dang Baller Alert and Shade Room. Ooh, it's just a bunch of messiness. It ain't nothing good for my life. It ain't nothing making me better. I mean, occasionally they'll put a little guide post on there, but then the comments, people got something to say. But that, those people are the biggest thing that can be negative in your life. And I've talked, I can't harp on this a lot. I can't harp on this enough, because we sometimes allow people to affect our dreams and people to affect, you know, where we, our future, because we might tell somebody something that, you know, we're wanting to do, and they might not have this reaction that we want them to have, or we find out that the people who we thought were going to support us don't. So just recognize the negative in your life and just understand that you might have to cut some people off. And understand that, you know, if it takes this much, you might have to cut everything off or just things. Me, you know, I had to get rid of my Apple Music account. I have Tidal now, and I go back and forth deleting it. I'll be honest, the Lord's still working on me with it. But something that I make sure that I'm doing now, I've tried not to post as much stuff on social media, like, that's not about my business or my goals or about my podcast. I try to just keep it simple to that. And honestly, if I had enough time, if I had enough patience to go on my social media page and unfollow literally probably everyone but a few people, or a few people who are positive or people sharing stories, I really would do that. I really would, because I feel like, you know, I lose so much time on social media just the negative things that's on there, even like the negative comments people say, and it's just crazy. It's something that it's clutter in all aspects of our life is what it is for the most part. Number 9, focus on your progress. Don't always see the future. Of course, you want to see the future sometimes, because, you know, it is where you're trying to go. But I think, like, for me, I used to be the biggest critic on myself. Like, me, I wouldn't even start something like this podcast. It took a lot for me just to start this podcast because I wanted everything to be perfect my first episode. I wanted my sound to be right. I wanted everything to work correctly. I wanted boom, boom, boom. I wanted everything to be perfect. I wanted everything to be like it's going to be 10 years from now. So, like, and I wouldn't even, before this podcast, and I'm really proud of myself, I wouldn't even start something until I felt like it was perfect. But I got out of that super quick because we can always be bigger critics on ourselves, but we won't ever be perfect. Won't ever be perfect. So, one, like I said before, and I'll tell this story again, something that I told myself that I was going to do, I just needed to make sure that I changed one thing on my podcast. Even if my listeners don't notice, it's something that I notice. Whether it could be, you know, me using a different microphone, me using different equipment, me doing my template different, or me turning up the sound on something, or just trying different things out. Like, that's what I focus on. I focus on every little progress, every little win that I make to keep myself going. Or just, you have to change your mindset. Because if I had that same mindset that I had a few months ago, telling myself, no, you can't do it because this ain't right. You can't do it because this ain't right. Now I just had to change my mindset to be like, okay, well, last episode you did this. It worked okay, but let's try this different. Or if something, if I listen, like, okay, I'll give you an example. That episode that I did with Michaela Epps, I was so upset because at the end, the sound just gets crazy. It's nothing that I control, so there's no point in me being upset about it. So I just kind of just focus on, hey, I focused on the big picture of it, that it really was a good message. Now, there was like a few little glitches in the sound, but the message was great. So focus on your progress. Don't always focus on the future. Don't always focus on 10 years from now. The only time I focus on 10 years from now is when the Lord gives me a vision, when the Lord gives me an idea, and I'm thinking, okay, this idea, I can't do this idea right now. But this idea could be a 5-year goal. So just try things that way. I think that'll really just change your mindset, and pray for God to help you change your mindset so you can focus on just your progress sometimes. Okay, and number 10, this is probably my favorite one. This is probably the most important. Serve. Keep yourself busy in God's work. Serve. So I feel like, you know, me doing this podcast and me bringing people on here, allowing them to tell their story, allow them to tell what they're trying to do, that's me serving God's work, you know, because especially as us as women, you know, I feel like that we get discouraged sometimes, or sometimes we don't have the confidence to do things. So I think us hearing other women say, hey, I'm doing this, or I went through this, I think that's super important. I think that's me serving God and just letting other people just see, you know, just the realness of this, and that they're not the only people, you know, going through a certain thing or have went through a certain thing. So just talk to God while you're serving. Ask God what he wants you to do during this waiting season, this time in between. Ask God, hey, God, how can I serve you? Or, you know, how can I keep myself busy to not think about, you know, where I'm not at, or my not think about my current situation? One thing that I'm actually about to do is join some ministries in my church, whether it's the young adult ministry, whether it's the marriage ministry, just join. That way I can figure out to serve and volunteer and just glorify God and be around other Christian people, you know, and just being with people in prayer and just being active. Because like I said before, it's hard when you've got promise over your life and you've got purpose and you're trying to get so trying to get to the purpose and you're trying to get to the promise so bad and you're trying to rush things that we forget about that process. I hope all of these things, these 10 things, are really helped you guys, because it's something that actually has helped me. It's something that I'm currently doing. And I just really wanted to share this because, you know, I feel like I'm connected to so many of you guys who listen. You know, some of you guys are wondering, asking that same thing, well, what do I do in between, or how do I work? How do I work in between of, you know, and me, my business to flourish, or, you know, for me to take off and for me to have my breakthrough? I think that, you know, these things have actually helped me, and they're going to continue to help me if I just continue to stick with it. Thank you guys. So just thank you guys for listening once again. And got some new things coming up for you next week. Gonna have another friend with me, a friend of mine, Kesey Hess. She's actually going to come on the show, and we're going to talk about growing up in single parent homes and how they affected us in relationships and how it affected her, and, you know, and just talk about those different types of things. So I'm definitely excited about that, because it's going to be super vulnerable. It's going to be a powerful conversation. It's going to be awesome. So just be ready for that. Thank you guys for tuning in too as well. So it's a wrap.